Holy God, be in our hearts, be in our understanding. Open us that we might make room for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus speaks these words of comfort to his beloved community, right in the midst of the Last Supper. He has knelt and washed their feet, shared food even with one that will betray him, and has let them know he is leaving, going somewhere they cannot follow. No wonder the words of comfort. Everything said and done would have thrown the dinner table into confusion. I can imagine the torrent of questions and desperate pleas for him to stay with them. And so he continues to speak, by assuring them that in God's house, there is room for all. And when Jesus is talking about house here, it isn't merely a physical dwelling, but the relationship of union with God. A relationship that Jesus prepares and then welcomes in. What's more, he assures them that they already know the way to this place. Into that emotion-laden silence, Thomas asks the question that's on all their hearts. We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? How can we know the way? Those few words hold all the pain and uncertainty of a community about to lose their leader. These are questions about the path ahead and how they can possibly go on. I can imagine Jesus holding their gaze with compassion and love and telling them the truth they need to hear if they are to go on being his disciples. I am the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you know the Father. And from now on, you do know and have seen him. This passage is not to be read as some treatise on the exclusivity of Christianity. Neither Jesus nor I think John had in mind some kind of judgment of world religions yet unknown. But instead, the confession of a small community as it understands its identity and purpose. This is an intimate family discussion about what it is going to mean to carry on without Jesus. Jesus being with them there in person, and yet Jesus reminds them that the way to God is right in front of their eyes. Jesus is reminding them that what he is talking about is here and now, not just in some life to come. Do you hunger for the bread of life? I am here. Streams of living water? I am here. A relationship with the God that knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. I am here. Jesus offers himself as the way. A concrete, tangible road to follow. A road that wound through a wilderness lighted by night's pillar of fire. A route traced back to Israel's journey and forward to Christ's person. And further yet, as that same word made flesh in Jesus is at work universally to give whatever light and life are needed by all people. I love that even as he says all this, even as they have lived all this, his community still can't get it. Philip jumps in, okay, just show us the Father and we'll be satisfied. Perhaps with just a little less compassion and perhaps a bit more exasperation this time, Jesus responds, have you been with me all this time and you still don't get it? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. Believe. Trust that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, if you just can't, then believe because of the works themselves. Jesus, this one they have followed and questioned and wept with and are eating with now, who they can see and touch, allows them the time and the space they need to find the way. Because sometimes words, no matter how beautifully crafted, are not enough. Sometimes it is the works, the touch, and the action that communicate the presence of Christ in a way that moves us beyond our attempts at explanation. Perhaps Jesus is offering us to come and see, to taste and touch and experience what it is to know God. By following the way of Jesus and by being a church that is enfleshed, embodied, and engaged to walk the way, even when the way leads to suffering. I think that when Jesus begins this passage with, "Do not let your hearts be troubled," he is well aware that his disciples and the people of faith throughout the centuries will struggle, will face deep pain. I think what he's saying is that if we trust, if we can open ourselves to the Spirit of God and allow Christ's presence to dwell within us, it is there we will find peace. There we will find the strength and the courage to follow the way. From that still point within us, we will be nourished to bear Christ's body and see and receive Christ in one another. Our gospel today, John 14, is chosen because of the feast of St. Teresa of Avila. And it relates so strongly to her life and work. Teresa was an incredible, tenacious woman of God, both mystic and practical theologian, whose life was marked both by suffering personally and institutionally, and whose life shone with the grace of God. While reformers at the time worked for faith to be shown in concrete doctrine, St. Teresa invited an interior journey, following a path that would lead to union with God, just as Jesus is speaking of tonight. A translation of a passage of her book, The Interior Castle, describes the end point of this interior journey as a secret place, a radiant sanctuary. This place is as real as your own kitchen, more real than that, constructed of the purest elements, overflowing with the 10,000 beautiful things, worlds within worlds, forests, rivers, fountains bubbling beneath a canopy of stars, bountiful forests, universal libraries, a wine cellar offering an intoxication so sweet you will never be sober again, a clarity so complete you will never again forget. This magnificent refuge is inside you. Enter. Shatter the darkness that shrouds the doorway. Believe the incredible truth that the Beloved has chosen for his dwelling place, the core of your own being, because that is the single most beautiful place in all of creation. The pursuit of this dwelling place is a path, a way, in which Teresa says we should keep our eyes on Christ and persevere in self-examination, humility, and prayer. And most importantly, we should love God and neighbor, with our love of neighbor showing how much we truly love and trust God. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe. Trust in me. A few weeks back, I shared with this beloved community of St. Matthias that I was committed, that I am committed to us becoming a radical community of hope and trust. There has been pain and uncertainty in the history of this church. There has been joy, but there has been betrayal and suffering and loss. But through it all, God has never abandoned her church. The Holy Spirit has breathed over this place time and time again, renewing, reshaping, and recalling you to the one who has promised God's presence, God's healing, and God's renewing spirit. My sisters and brothers, the Beloved has chosen you to be the dwelling place. From this knowledge, from this audacious hope, we can go forward to bear Christ in God's broken and beloved creation. We can dare to sing, "It is well with my soul," even in the midst of the most crushing human reality, only because we have opened ourselves to the one whose light shatters the darkness. We can cry out in pain at the destruction we inflict on one another and on God's creation. We can protest injustice only as we are held by the one whose justice flows like a mighty stream, who wept and laughed and walked with us on the road. When we see this beautiful tapestry of life, so often scorched by suffering, the promise of this gospel is that as we abide in God, as we allow ourselves to trust and follow, we can reach out with our own seemingly insignificant human hands and touch the pain of the world as both reconcilers and witnesses of those pinpricks of light, hope, truth and abundant life as they break through. As we go from this place tonight, may we do so in this hope. And wherever you find yourself this week, may the words of Saint Teresa uphold you. May there be peace within. May you trust God that you are exactly where you are meant to be. May you not forget the infinite possibilities that are born of faith. May you use those gifts that you have received and pass on the love that has been given to you. Let this presence settle into your bones and allow your soul the freedom to sing, dance, praise, and love. For Christ has no body now but yours. No hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes through which he looks compassion on the world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands through which he blesses the world. May we go to walk in the way, to receive and be God's body in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.